Mother's Day is May 12th, and Kendra Scott has all the perfect gifts to make her feel special with high-style, quality pieces at an affordable price.
They even have a great selection of gifts for under $100.
Use code BUYTHEBOOK for 20% off your purchase of any full-price fashion jewelry at kendrascott.com, or mention the code BUYTHEBOOK at any Kendra Scott store.
Valid until June 11th.
This Mother's Day, celebrate her with Kendra Scott.
If you have t-shirts in your closet that you no longer wear but can't bear to get rid of, think favorite college shirt, for example, send them to Project Repat and have them turned into a cozy t-shirt blanket. I just did this recently for somebody who's moving away, and it's a gift that they can carry with them forever.
To date, Project Repat has made over 350,000 custom t-shirt quilts and has prevented over 3 million t-shirts from winding up in the trash.
Find out more and place your order today at projectrepat.com and use the code BTB for 25% off.
The following podcast contains barnyard language and some adult content, so maybe use headphones if you're listening at work or around small children. Now, here's the show.
Hey, Jalenta.
Yes, Kristen.
I have a question for you.
Ask away.
Would you rather go swimming in a pool of Jell-O or a pool of pudding?
Why are you asking me this?
Actually, I'm not. A listener is.
Wait, does that mean it's time for our seasonal Ask Us Anything bonus episode?
Oh, you know it is, because I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jalenta Greenberg.
And this is By the Book.
Right, it's time for another By the Book bonus episode, our between seasons treat for your ears. And today, it's all about the most burning questions you, our listeners, want to ask us.
And if bonus episodes every other week aren't enough for you, please subscribe to Stitcher Premium because we have an entire season that's there called By the Book, Authors Tell All. It features interviews with the authors of books we've lived by over the past four seasons, as well as a few interviews with authors we just happen to love. You can listen to By the Book, Authors Tell All on Stitcher Premium. And for a free month of Stitcher Premium, go to stitcherpremium.com and use promo code BOOK. Again, that's stitcherpremium.com, promo code BOOK.
Okay, let's get this Ask Us Anything episode underway, shall we?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's start off with this question from Barbara. Barbara says, Jalenta, about your ADHD, I would like to hear about how you went about getting diagnosed as an adult and how you are forging ahead in life in light of this new understanding.
Very good question, Barbara. How did I get diagnosed? Well, I was in a couples therapy session because couples therapy is what keeps my marriage alive and thriving. And we were actually talking about my partner, Brad, and the therapist mentioned he sounded like he had ADHD.
What? This is how this whole thing started with Brad?
So I was sitting there going, what the fuck? He is so much more focused than I am. If this guy has ADHD, I have to have ADHD. So I said, fuck this. Called my doctor, talked to her. She was like, it sounds like you might have ADHD. Why don't you go to a psychiatrist? Went to a psychiatrist that I found online that took my insurance. And she was like, let's talk for a while and take these tests. And oh my goodness, you for sure have ADHD.
So what are the tests like? Are they like answering questions? Are they filling out forms?
Answering questions. Questions about your habits and different kinds of inattention and hyperactivity. I think I even took one specifically for women when I was there about because, like, we present differently, we're quieter about our hyperactivity, that kind of stuff. Yeah, and it took like an hour.
Well, we all know you were incredibly relieved after that hour, too.
Yeah, yeah. And it's just I've been sorting through a lot of feelings of, like, when I'm on meds, sometimes I feel like I'm cheating at life because things come so much easier. And then talking to my psychiatrist, and she's like, you're not cheating. You're like reaching the bare minimum that most normal people experience, like learn to embrace it and not feel guilty. So that's what I've been dealing with lately.
I'm just curious. I've seen a lot of articles lately about all the benefits that come with ADHD, too. Do you feel that you have certain advantages that come along with it?
I'm realizing now I think I make connections in my brain differently, especially creatively, like storytelling wise. And I think it comes in handy in comedy because a lot of jokes are just a factor of surprise. And sometimes my logical ending to a story will seem very illogical to someone listening. And I think in a way that's a benefit for my job, at least.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Next question. This one's from Teresa. Teresa says, how do you both stay current and educated? I'd love to hear more about your backgrounds.
Oh, wow.
Well, Kristen went to school for 100 years, so she's very good at staying educated.
I did go to school a very long time. When I was working my way through my undergraduate, it took about 7 years because, you know, working your way through college is very time consuming. Yes, yes, because I was working 60 hours a week my whole time while I was in college. So that sometimes meant I wasn't in school full time. Mm-hmm. And then I have a master's degree. It's an interdisciplinary one in public history and consumer culture, where I focused on things like shopping malls and sex toy parties in the Bible Belt and Tupperware parties and commerce as seen through a gendered lens and film. And then I also have an MFA. That's a Master of Fine Art in Fiction Writing, which I wrote short stories. Yeah, so that's my formal education.
How do you stay current?
So staying current, I've mentioned before on the show, I'm in a book club. I've been in that for maybe 8 years now. Every month we have a different book. And on top of that, I just love to read in my spare time.
Yeah.
And I love watching documentaries.
I would say, I feel like you really aggregate it all for yourself, too. Like, you seek out lots of different media and different forms and lots of different stories. Like, you just love consuming stories.
Oh, I love consuming stories. And a lot of the stories I love consuming are also probably considered trash by most people, too. You know, I love reality TV.
Same.
Yeah. And you and I both love, you know, trashy podcasts. And I mean, one of the reasons we're friends is when we first met at work years ago.
We're the only people who, like, saw movies and TV.
Yes, exactly. Well, what about you, Jolenta? Let's hear about your background and how you stay current.
Well, I have a background. I studied performing arts and social justice back in San Francisco at the University of San Francisco. Shout out to the PASJA program. That's what we called ourselves, the PASJA majors.
Oh, just rolls off the tongue.
Yes. So I've always been really interested in how current art movements, whether they're super pop culture or super highbrow, are influenced by what's happening in society, because I feel like art is always a product of the current culture we are in. So I just feel like I'm always interested in what's happening politically and what we are making in reaction to it. So I just feel like I pay attention to that. I read on artsjournal.org a lot, really good site that just compiles lots of arts news. And also, my partner, Brad, is a newsman.
Yes.
He works in news, and it's all he fucking talks about. So I can't help but just stay really up to date on politics. And you can, shameless plug, he even has a news podcast that comes out daily from ABC called Start Here. Is that allowed?
I think it's allowed, yes.
It's literally how I stay current. If he's not talking my ear off in person, it is in a podcast. Our next question is for you, Kristen, from Deb. Deb says, Kristen, fellow Minnesotan here, who recently moved away from our great home state, what do you miss the most about Minnesota?
Oh, Deb. Deb, Deb, Deb.
Oh, thank you doesn't she miss?
Thank you so much for writing. Congratulations on the next step in your life. I don't know what took you there, but I hope you're up to exciting things wherever you move to. Minnesota, the main things I miss from there are the Vietnamese food, which, my God, New York. Jolenta, we love New York, but the Vietnamese food here, just not as good as in Minnesota.
Good.
And it's an unfair advantage. Minnesota has a very large Hmong population, large Vietnamese population, great Vietnamese food there.
It really is good.
It's outstanding. I always say it's the best in the country, which some people on the West Coast mock me when I say that.
I have also lived in San Francisco, so.
Yeah. We have the largest Hmong population outside
of
Asia, though.
I know, you do.
Yeah. And then the other thing I miss quite a bit are walks around lakes. So, you cannot walk more than a block without falling into a lake in Minnesota. So I miss walking around lakes, and I miss my friends. And
I have
so many friends here too. Yes. I have you. I have like a million friends
here.
She has
lots of friends. I promise.
Yes. So, but I do miss some of my friends there. And up until a few years ago, I used to say I missed seeing a Target on every corner.
Oh.
But yeah. Now we have that in Brooklyn.
We got our Target finally.
We have multiple Targets in Brooklyn now. So
miss people complaining about parking at Mall of America?
Oh, my God. Well, you know what?
Trick is, go with my grandma. She has a handicap placard.
Oh,
Got to get that hip surgery.
Wow. That is, okay. I don't want the hip surgery, but that's a good mm-hmm. tip. That's mm-hmm. a good tip. All right. So let's move on to the next question, Jolenta. Jess writes, what are your favorite qualities about one another? Give me a top three. That is a really sweet question. Yeah. Give me a top three.
Wow. Top three Kristen qualities. Okay. I would say Kristen is one of the most helpful people I know. She's always helping and teaching. Like, she'll help you, but she'll give you the resources and teach you how to use them. You know, she really teaches you how to fish. She doesn't just lead you to water.
Oh,
that is two different metaphors. Is it not? She's super helpful. She has an ability to find the good in any situation, which I love having around me. And she has a really infectious laugh. And it just makes my
day. Are you just saying that because I'm sick right now and there's actually infection in my laugh?
No. It is infectious right now. But no, it's just you're one of my favorite people to make laugh because it just fills a room and I feel like it really changes the energy in a room. You just you light up a freaking room with your laughter.
Oh, you're so sweet.
Thanks. What are my qualities?
Well, I was going to start off that you make the world a happier place because you make everybody laugh. You
Yay.
Are so good at just injecting humor at the right moments into
and
any situation. Huh? What?
And the wrong.
No, come on. No, it's not like you're ever going to start making jokes when someone's talking about their trauma, for example.
No, that's
you're never
going
to do it. You know the right moment to do it. And you also, just to go on a second quality here, you are so good at being a fierce mama bear.
Oh.
If people are fucking with people you love.
Our mama bear.
Oh, my God. There's nobody better to have in your corner because Jolenta will fucking kill you if you try to
it true.
Hurt anybody that she loves. She is just so fierce and so strong that way. And then I love – I was about to go off with six more qualities here. Can I do
just
that?
Just one.
Okay. I'm going to cheat here because it's a tie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tie. Okay. Your willingness to be vulnerable Aww. With your story, with the things you go through in life, even if it's just like something embarrassing that happened to you on the way to the studio. And the other thing that I want to put as a tie in there is you're a really good writer. And I think a lot of people who listen to the show don't know that you're a really great writer, but you really are.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yes. You have such a great sense of story. You have such a great sense of what resonates with people, when to add humanity, when to make people Aww. Feel a little deeper and when to lighten the mood. And I think all of these things are such great qualities in you. And I admire you so much and I love you so much. So
that's so sweet.
So there you go.
Oh my gosh. Someone with an MFA in writing, guys, says I'm a good writer.
What? I mean, having an MFA doesn't necessarily mean you're a good writer.
Yeah, it means you've read a lot of things, probably.
It means you have a degree. You know, no offense to other MFAs out there. I'm sure you're all great writers. But Jolenta does not have an MFA and she's an outstanding writer.
Live.
Yeah.
Okay. Shifting gears completely. Let's take this question from Susie who says, what is your go-to outfit to cheer you up?
Ooh. Oh, there are so many.
Yeah.
All right. For me, it's probably one of two things. It's either one of my little colorful mod mini dresses, of which I have many.
Oh, those are all good.
Yeah. Or it's one of my plaid or corduroy mini skirts along with a fun t-shirt and my sequin jacket that I got in Dollywood.
Oh, that is a good jacket.
Yeah, I love that sequin jacket. I throw
that
on.
It's really good.
Yeah, and I know this sounds crazy, but the minute I got that jacket on my honeymoon in Dollywood with Dean, I thought, I'm going to own this jacket for the rest of my life.
I
am never, ever letting that jacket go. I'm going to be 88 years old sporting a mini skirt and that sequin jacket when I just need a smile.
Guys, it's one of our signature looks now.
It
and
is.
And it does not disappoint.
What about you, Jolenta?
Oof, that is so hard. I'd say right now I have a really good sort of 90s looking black baby doll Stevie Nicks-esque dress.
Yeah, I know what dress you're talking about.
With like the pearly buttons down the front. Like it's very 90s. That with my silver pumps. I just look like full witch, like a 90s witch. I'd say my witch dress, some good layered necklaces, like a large mood ring.
Do you find the mood ring actually changes color or is it always blue?
Oh, it does change color.
Oh, it does?
Yeah.
My experience is that they're always blue.
Well, your hand must be very consistent.
All right. On that note, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we have more Ask Us Anything questions, including some questions about sex. Stay with us. Jolenta, you and I and our producer, Nora, have all been very fortunate to have little brief getaways recently.
Yes.
And on those brief getaways, all of us got to wear our miracle suits.
We sure did.
We all love our miracle suits. Seriously, they are trendy swimsuits designed to complement our actual individual figures. And we all have very different figures.
Very, very different figures. But all of us have one thing in common, which is we like to be supported in our suits. Mm-hmm. We like control fit swimwear that makes us look terrific and feel terrific at the same time.
And now is the perfect time to get your swimsuit from miraclesuit.com because our listeners will get 20% off by ordering through our special landing page.
Plus, get free shipping and returns on all orders in the U.S. Get this fantastic 20% off savings now. Go to our special URL, miraclesuit.com/book.
Remember, that's miraclesuit.com/book.
I've said it before, Jolenta. I'm going to say it again. I am a gal who likes a bargain, and that means I like things that are 2 for 1. Whether that means I'm buying 2 items for the price of 1, or I have 1 item that does 2 jobs for me, and that's why I love Wander Beauty.
Wander Beauty is about doing more with less. Their beauty essentials are multitasking, just like Kristen wants, and multi-purpose, and they allow you to create a full look without a huge, bulky makeup bag.
Yeah, Wander Beauty's great for women on the go like us. Everything is travel-friendly, mess-free, and made to fit our busy lifestyles.
Kristen, I know one of your favorites is the Lip Setter Dual Lipstick and Liner Combo. Because your lips are always super on point, and you don't have to carry around 2 things in your bag because it's all in one handy-dandy container.
You know that's true. I love a good lip, and Wander Beauty gives me that good lip.
Right now, you can get 20% off your purchase at wanderbeauty.com/buy the book.
That's wanderbeauty.com/buy the book for 20% off.
wanderbeauty.com/buy the book.
Buy the book! Buy the book!
And we are back with our seasonal episode of Ask Us Anything. And before we get to some more questions for you, Jolenta, and for me, we have some questions for our new producer, Nora. Nora, welcome to the studio.
Yay,
Nora.
Hey, guys.
It's hard to believe you've only been our producer a few months because we already just love you so much and you're so fantastic.
I feel like I've known you a lifetime now.
Oh, my God. Well, yeah. You guys are so lovely, too. You've been so professional and wonderful to work with. So, yeah, it's been a total pleasure.
Oh, well.
Nora, how long have you been working at Stitcher?
Okay, so I started actually working full-time in September, but before that I was a contract producer,
nice.
Basically a freelance producer, for about 1.5 years.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, what have you been working on up until now, before Buy the Book entered your world? What other shows have you been working on?
Sure, yeah. So I work on Buy the Book, of course, and then I work on Unladylike, which is a rad feminist podcast looking at all kinds of issues through the lens of gender. Hosted by 2 wonderful ladies in Atlanta, Kristen and Caroline. So that's great. But then before that, I worked on The Katie Couric Show.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Where Katie Couric, who I think you all know.
Heard of her.
interviewed politicians and actors and all kinds of cool folks. And then I also worked on Fake the Nation, which is an Earwolf podcast hosted by the social justice comedian. That's what she calls herself. Nagin Farsad.
Love her.
Yeah.
Where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York. I'm from Albany, New York.
I hear Albany's beautiful. I've never been.
Albany's all right. Yeah. Yes. It's like a medium-sized city. You know, there's some culture there and some things happening, but
and
yeah,
power.
Of course.
I mean, you run the state.
We run it. Yeah, we do.
You run the state, Albany.
Okay, so Nora, before working with us on this show, had you ever read a self-help book? Did you have any opinions on self-help books one way or the other?
Yes, and actually, I really like a lot of self-help books.
Oh,
yeah, I was
you
like,
do?
I feel like Nora is taking these things seriously pretty quietly. Every once in a while, like, I have to email her one of the books we've lived by.
Yeah,
and stuff.
Like,
she's got some interest.
Really?
I dabble. I dabble, for sure. She's smart about it, but she's looking.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to think. The Power of Now, Eckhart Tolle.
Oh.
I've heard it's great.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So you want us to live by that one at some point?
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Or are you afraid we'll ruin it for you?
No, no, I think you guys will do it justice. I think you'll do it justice.
What's something you do for fun? What's something you do for fun? Like, we're on a date. Like, do you like walking on the beach? Do you like...
Well, I'm actually really excited. I just signed up for this fiction, like, character writing class.
Ooh.
So, hasn't started yet, but that's happening. So, that's cool.
That's super cool.
That's so cool. Also, can I just jump in and say, we know something that Nora does.
Exactly.
For fun that's really cool that she's not bothering to mention, which is... She's a singer.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm also a singer.
Like jazz?
Yeah, I sing jazz and I sing some folk and like singer-songwriter stuff too.
I love
too,
that.
So,
we need to see you perform, please.
Yes, absolutely.
Can you sing for us now or is that too
many
to put you on the spot?
Up, Kristen.
Please.
By the book. By the book.
Oh, yes! That's no warm-up. This is first thing in the morning, you guys.
Oh,
all right,
my
we'll
gosh.
We'll let her leave. Yeah. Now that we forced her to sing. I can't believe you made her do that.
Oh, that was gorgeous. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Great.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Nora.
No problem.
All right. That was so great. We love Nora so much. We love her.
Yes, we do.
All right. But we should probably get back to more questions for us, right?
Right, right. This is about us.
Dave has this question for you, Jolenta. Mm-hmm. Jolenta, why do you react so dramatically when Kristen's sex life comes up in the podcast? I feel like it's a double standard since you love talking about your own sex life.
Yes, that is a double standard. Thank you for that question. Listen, I know Kristen is a sexual being, and I know it's a double standard, but sometimes she's just so pure and good. And not that sex is not pure and good, but I mean this in the most loving way possible. And this is also how I describe Brad, my partner. But you both have like a Disney sidekick vibe. Like,
and you have sex with him.
I do.
You get dirty with him.
I know. But it's just also like, do you want to imagine Flounder, the fish sidekick from The Little Mermaid, fucking? Like, you know, he probably does. He's an adult. But... like, you don't want to think about it. And then sometimes you hear footage of Flounder in the bathtub with his husband, and you're like, oh my gosh, this is the side of Flounder I forgot about. And it is jarring.
I think I'm sultry and mysterious.
I know you are. And like, you're gorgeous and like very sexy. And I've seen Dean interact with you, and it is sexually charged, but in a way where I'm like, get your hands off my Flounder. I mean, Kristen. I'm sorry, it is a double standard. But
so your point
I stand
is I'm just too cute for you to
too
think of.
Too cute and too pure. To be sullied with dirty boners.
It's hilarious because you know about all the ways I'm not pure.
I know, and like, we've talked about sex all the time, but for some reason it is always like, oh my God, Kristen?
Oh, God.
She's seen a penis.
Ah! I'm not going to say one way or the other. I'm not going to say. All right, let's move on to a totally different question.
Yes.
Yvain, and Yvain, we're so sorry if we're mispronouncing your name.
Very
Yvain,
sorry.
I'm currently a college student, and I'm constantly frustrated that we do all of this amazing writing and research only for it to be read by the professor and then forgotten. So I want to ask, what college project were you most proud of but have never had the chance to brag about?
Okay, the first thing that came to mind was a high school paper, actually.
Ooh, good.
But
what is it?
But it was a hill I was going to die on. We read One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest in sophomore year, and I got in a fight with the entire class during a debate about how the big nurse is not a villain. She is another victim in the story. She's completely sexualized and dehumanized. All they do is talk about how she's a bitch and like has big breasts. And I was like, no, she is a victim of this circumstance too. And like, she is just as much a victim as all of these men she is not nice to. And I wrote a whole paper on it. My teacher loved it. All my classmates thought I was an idiot. But I've never been more proud than of that paper about how Big Nurse was not the villain.
You were showing...
The institution was the villain, people. I think post Me Too, this debate would have gone very differently, but this was in, what, 2002? Mm-hmm. So, different story.
Yeah, but you were also showing more nuance in your thinking than a lot of teenagers do. I mean, psychologists and child development specialists will all tell you that one of the things that children do as they become adults is they learn to go from black and white thinking to more nuanced thinking. And a lot of kids just don't do that by the time they're in senior year. You know, a lot of them aren't going to do it until they're 25. Some people will never do it in their whole lives. But you were ahead of them.
Thank you.
You were ahead of your time, Jolenta.
Yay, me.
Yay.
How about you, Kristen? Are there any projects or thesis papers you wish were out there in the world?
Well, I've mentioned some on the show already before, mm-hmm. like the sex toy parties and the Bible Belt and how they perpetuate conservative family values, which right. was my master's thesis. I've written a number of different papers over the years, but I have a confession here.
Yeah.
Back when I wrote for my college paper, mm-hmm. sometimes I would actually take parts of my schoolwork that I thought were super interesting.
And publish it.
And kind of rework them and translate them to what was currently happening in arts and entertainment at the time, because I was an arts and entertainment yeah. reporter for my college paper. So I did write, for example, large feature piece on courtroom television, and I took certain pieces perhaps from my own writing
from a
for
paper
a class.
You're working on?
Yeah, so I mean,
it did get out there a bit.
So, yeah, some of my best papers I like to think did get out there a bit in the college paper.
Nice.
So there you go. All right, let's move on.
All right, Rebecca has this question. She says, are you guys really friends in real life that hang out regularly?
No, Jolenta and mm-hmm. I don't know each other. What is
I've never
your
met her
name again?
Before. Kidding. Yeah. Of course we're friends. Yeah, we hang out.
Yeah. Of course we were at each other's weddings. We've celebrated holidays together.
And like every time there's a party or something, like you guys are always there.
Yeah.
I'm always there.
Yeah, you're
always
there.
Show up.
Yeah. All the things.
Yeah. All the things.
We're friends.
Oh, here's an interesting question from Robin. Robin says, as an avid reader, I tend to experience genre burnout if I read too much of one type of book. Do you two ever get burned out from reading so many self-help books all the time? If so, do you read any other type of book to help with the fatigue? Or do you have other strategies that help you power through?
Yes, I get tired of self-help
so
books.
Tired.
I just freaking don't like self-help books. Jolenta dragged me into this.
Yay.
I didn't want to do it. I don't like self-help books. Actually, I love making the show and I love Jolenta and I love doing everything we do together. But
she does get burnt out.
Yes. And my way of dealing with it is frequently to not read at all.
I was going to say, I just don't read when we're on our off time. And to really get a change of pace, I think it's no secret here, I love some murder stories.
Mm-hmm.
So if I am reading, it will be a true crime story. But most of the time, I just take breaks from reading and listen to a lot of murder podcasts or watch a lot of murder shows.
You know what I've been doing lately?
What?
I've been going on Little House on the Prairie Bender. Somebody on Facebook alerted me to the fact that Little House on the Prairie is now all on Amazon Prime.
Oh.
Every single episode of every season. So I've been watching all of that. But of course, then me, you know I'm a research nut.
Oh,
so
of course.
So every episode, like, I'll research certain things like, oh, did Almanzo really have a younger sibling named Pearly Day? So then I looked it up and found out everything I could about Pearly Day Wilder.
It's a great name. But
yeah. Isn't that a great name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
but,
good.
So I'll still go on research benders, but it won't be about self-help.
I like it. Here's a great question from Megan for you, Kristen. She says, Kristen, what advice do you have for adoptive parents, considering you were adopted yourself?
Well, I'm always happy to answer questions about adoption. Of course, I'm not an expert. I just happen to be adopted myself. And I think everybody's totally different, but in some ways, everyone's also the same. Kids are kids. Humans are humans. Your kids are going to sometimes get on your nerves, and you're going to get on their nerves. And that's just regardless of whether or not they're adopted or homemade. That's just the way kids are, just the way it is. But I think it's also important to nurture in your adopted children a sense of pride and ownership over their adoption.
Nice.
Not something they should ever be ashamed of, and not something they should ever feel different in a bad way about, mm-hmm. but different possibly in a good way. So we've talked about this before, Jolenta. I'm very much in favor of having a celebration day every year, an anniversary day of the adoption. So it can have a little cake or a little singing or something that can happen on anniversary days. I also think it's great if you can have maybe a photo album or a scrapbook that's put together. And every child in the world loves to hear their own life story as a bedtime story. So if you can build it into your lives regularly to tell that bedtime story, like, this is the first time we ever got to see a picture of you. It was sent by the orphanage. And this is the day we got to go to the airport and pick you up.
Mm.
And this is the first time we brought you home and we were so happy. And this is what happened during the first meal. And we laughed and laughed and we just were so thrilled that you were part of the family. And this is what we did the first time we put you into a bathtub and you splashed and splashed and everybody smiled. And tell the story. Make that a regular part of life too, because everybody needs a story that they feel connected to and they need to feel connected to themselves. But more than anything, just recognize your kids are special and unique and also like everybody else. Oh, one last thing. In the United States in particular, it's very common for white people to adopt children of color. I think it is so important that you have friends who are people of color.
Yeah.
If you have children of color. So please, 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 white parents. I mean, this should be true of all white parents. Don't just be friends with other white people. Please don't just be friends with white people. But especially if you have children of color, it's very important that your kid doesn't feel that they're the only oddball out all the time. It's important that they don't see that the only standards of beauty are what are on TV, which TV is predominantly white, or what's in the movies, predominantly white, what's on magazine covers, predominantly white. Everything you can do to show them that they are valid and important and beautiful as well, do that.
Yeah. Do that to me too.
Yes.
No, that's great advice. All right, we're going to take another break. But up next, we have a few more questions for a certain little furry guy. And we're going to announce the first book of season 5. So stay tuned. If there is something interfering with your happiness or preventing you from achieving your goals, BetterHelp Online Counseling can help.
BetterHelp offers licensed professional counselors who are specialized in issues such as depression, anxiety, relationships, trauma, anger, family conflicts, LGBT matters, grief, self-esteem, and more.
I love that you can connect with your professional counselor in a safe and private online environment. You can get help at your own time and at your own pace. And of course, everything you share is confidential.
And it's so convenient. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, as well as chat and text with your therapist. And of course, if for some reason you're not happy with your counselor, you can request a new one at any time for no additional charge.
And best of all, it's a truly affordable option. Buy the Book listeners even get 10% off your first month with discount code BTB.
Then simply fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love.
That's BetterHelp.com/BTB.
Jolenta, you know how I sometimes refer to you as my little cherry blossom?
Oh, I do.
That's because sometimes when I'm around you, not only are you beautiful and light and airy and bring a spot of joy to my day, but also you have a scent that reminds me of being in a field of cherry blossoms.
I think you're talking about Hanami, the scent I wear, by Fleur. And it was inspired by cherry blossom viewing festivals in Japan. So of course I smell like a cherry blossom.
Fleur makes stunning non-toxic perfumes and lists all their ingredients online. So you get a good, clean scent made with clean ingredients.
So true. For luxurious perfume that's always good, clean, fun, try Fleur. P-H-L-U-R.
Go to Fleur.com today and use promo code BOOK to get 20% off your first custom Fleur sample set.
Pick 3 scents to try and get credit towards a full-size bottle of your favorite. That's promo code BOOK at Fleur.com to get your first 3 Fleur fragrance samples at 20% off.
All right. Welcome back. Welcome to what we're calling Frank's Corner. A time for Frank to answer all your burning dog-related questions. And Frank is in the studio with us now. Jolenta just brought him in.
Hiyo. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being here, Frank. We're glad to have you here.
Puyajo.
So, Frank, our first question here comes from Jess. Jess wants to know, when did the Frank voice come about?
Well, Frank, if you don't mind, I'll take this. I was on an app called Pet Finder one day, trying to find me a pet. It's like Tinder for animals. You literally swipe left and right on the animals in your area.
Whose animals are they?
They're up for adoption. All different adoption organizations post on Pet Finder.
Oh, okay, okay. Got it.
So it's sort of like an aggregator, I think,
got
where it,
it
collects them all or people all upload it. Anyway, and we found Frank, and there was this picture of him, and his foster dad had him in a car taking him to an adoption event, and he was in the back seat, and his head is poking out between 2 seats, and he just has this insane grin on his face. And when you look at the picture, the first thing that pops into your head is the dog going, "You guys, a car!" And so from that picture came the Frank voice. Because once we saw that little silly face, it was like, that's how he talks.
So before you ever even met Frank, he
before
had a voice.
Before they met me, Jay knew.
Oh.
Jay knew I talk like this, and I love cows.
Oh. Okay, so Frank, another question for you from somebody named Kristen. Not me.
Not you. Okay.
Not me. Not me. Kristen wants to know, is Frank still pro-wall?
Well, Kristen, Am I still pro-peeing? Yes. Am I still pro-peeing on walls? Yes. So, yes, I'm still pro-wall.
So the more walls,
the better. The more wall to pee on, the better. And honestly, this is a dumb question. And I'm not surprised it's coming from a woman, Kristen.
Okay, all right.
Okay, Frank, stop it.
Okay, Frank, no. All right.
I just want to pee and not have immigrants bother me.
Okay, Frank, all right.
Frank, you've got to stop. Like, enough, I can't. Frank. I cannot listen
Frank,
to this anymore.
Frank, that's enough of that. We're going to move on to another question, Frank, that came for you.
I wrote this on Instagram. I'll read it.
Okay.
It's a question for my mommy and for you, Kristen.
Oh, okay.
Why don't you give your doggy royalties?
Because we don't know what a royalty is. What is a royalty?
It's royalty. Royalty, like the royals. You love Meghan and Harry, the royals.
Yeah, I love Meghan and Harry. Yes. Well, Meghan and Harry are in the UK right now.
No,
we can't give them
to you.
They're living their own lives.
I need royalties. I need monies for my appearances.
Money is what you're asking. What would you possibly do with money, Frank?
I will buy tweets. I will buy toys. I will buy bully sticks. You know what those are?
No.
They're bull penis that you can chew on. It's dehydrated.
Oh, God.
It's so good. Frank,
really?
Okay, Frank, listen. You don't have a Social Security number. You don't get paid for your work. I'm sorry.
No.
Well, it's a price you pay for giving off the grid. Frank, get out.
Frank, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you. Make America great again. Bye.
Frank.
Get out. Okay, we have one last question. I feel like it was fitting to save this for the end. From Meg. And that question is, would you rather swim in a pool of Jell-O or a pool of pudding?
It depends on the temperature. So I'm going to say in the summertime.
I have a definitive answer.
Oh, gosh. Jell-O definitely in the summer. I just think Jell-O would be cooling. It more crisp, more, you know, all the things that you want on a hot day in the summer, the Jell-O. And the pudding, I think warm pudding in the winter might feel kind of good, actually. It might feel like a mud bath.
It
might feel like a mud bath.
I don't know why.
Well, I'm not saying tapioca pudding.
Oh, see, I would say if it were pudding, I would insist upon tapioca so I could feel it.
Too lumpy.
I want to feel the beads between my toes.
Oh, yuck.
But
I definitively
pick Jell-O because it will feel cooler and it will look way better in photographs. And you know I am going to be capturing that for Instagram if I'm in a pool of Jell-O.
Anybody who follows us on Instagram knows that I post very rarely. Jalenta, you post more regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Your photos always look great. Mine kind of don't. Mine kind of
You're
look
getting
like,
there, but
I'm gradually getting better. And I've been posting almost once a week lately. I've been trying. But yeah, you would look great in Jell-O.
Now I just want to do it. So there's my answer. Jell-O. Definitively Jell-O. How cool would that be?
Everybody who wrote in, thank you so much. Your questions, as always, hilarious. Got us to thinking. Got us to be able to tell each other how much we care about each other. So thank you, everyone who wrote in. And before we go, though.
It's time.
It's magic time. It's time to announce the first book of season 5 of By the Book.
Our next book is
The 9 Steps to Financial Freedom, Practical and Spiritual Steps So You Can Stop Worrying by Susie Orman.
Do I stop worrying about all things or just money?
Will I suddenly become a spirit?
Why does Susie spell her name like that?
Listen in 2 weeks to find out.
And that's it for this bonus episode of By the Book. Huge thanks again to everyone who wrote in with their questions. And reminder, if you want even more of us this second in your ears, you can listen to our By the Book Authors Tell All Stitcher Premium series. You can head over to stitcherpremium.com and get a free month of Stitcher Premium when you use the promo code BOOK.
Again, that's stitcherpremium.com with promo code BOOK. Feel free to reach out to us at any time. We love hearing from you. You can write us at kristenandjalenta@gmail.com or hit us up on Instagram @buythebookpod.
Thanks, as always, to our producer, Nora Ritchie, and Casey Hallford of Stitcher.
Until next time, I'm Kristen Meinzer.
And I'm Jalenta Greenberg.
Thanks so much for listening.
Bye-bye. Okay, my top 3 favorite Kristen qualities.
Fuenk was in the womb.
Yeah.
Stitcher.
Whatever struggles you are facing, from depression and anxiety to trauma and grief, BetterHelp can connect you with a professional counselor in a safe and private online environment.
It is so convenient. You can schedule secure video or phone sessions, as well as chat and text with your therapist, and anything you share is completely confidential.
Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And By the Book listeners even get 10% off your first month with the discount code BTB. So why not get started?
Simply go to betterhelp.com/BTB and fill out a questionnaire to get matched with a counselor you'll love today.